the World Bank are producing new data sets to help them with their poverty and shared prosperity agenda. And one of the new data areas is called the Global Micro Database. And this collects together lots of survey evidence from many countries in the world over quite a long period of time. So we just took 89 countries and looked at poverty in 2013. We looked to see who was poor and how many of those poor people were children and how poor they were and where they lived. And what we find is that children are twice as likely to be extremely poor when compared to people who are adults. We're defining children as people aged below the age of 18. So this is remarkable because it actually shows that children, if you like, are the worst of the worst off in the world. The $1.90 poverty line is a very, very low line. And it means that children in these households are facing huge difficulties, not only in their availability of food and basic services, but also their ability probably to enjoy life and to be productive when they're older in 20 years' time.
Do you see this changing? And what are the governments expected to do?
Well, all the governments are largely behind the idea of reducing extreme poverty. This is goal one of the new Sustainable Development Goals, and it's the first and the lowest poverty target that's part of those goals. So every government will have some form of poverty reduction approach in its own country. And obviously now we're presenting evidence to show how much children disproportionately suffer from poverty. In the developing world, about a third of the population are children, but they represent half of the extremely poor, which means they're way, way overrepresented amongst these poorest of the poor in the world.
I know governments also work with non-governmental organizations, and I am citing something that is indicated in the report that says that it's important to strengthen child-sensitive social protection systems. Could you go into a little bit more of this?
Yes, obviously. One of the handicaps that children will face is their mothers are often not able to be economically active because they need to look after young children. So supporting poor families with young children with social protection will be a very important part of reducing poverty overall and reducing child poverty especially. Now, both NGOs and governments and UNICEF are all involved in these initiatives in many countries of the world. And I think this will be one big step forward in reducing child poverty.
Moving forward, what do you think should be done? I mean, what appeal would you like to send out?
I think it's a time for reflection. We've known about poverty rates for the whole population for many years now. But this is the first time we've been able to identify what proportion of the poorest people in the world are children. And this, I think, gives both the World Bank and UNICEF and NGOs the opportunity to reflect with national governments on how that may change priorities for poverty reduction.